following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
John Gruden here, and this fall I'm teaming up with Corona to be part of their Find Your Beach for the Game promotion. Why'd Corona want me? Probably because of how easily I use words like hombre and mano a mano when I'm calling a game. Truth is, Corona needed my help finding the 30 best destinations to experience football, and we want to send you to one of them. See, a beach is wherever you want it to be, and mine's at a football game in cities where smash-mouth football is baked into their DNA. Like in Green Bay, where it's negative 20 degrees and diehard fans still find their beach before kickoff. Or down in Knoxville, where tailgating is as common as the Sea of Orange. That's my beach. Just visit Facebook.com/Corona and enter for your chance to win a trip to one of 30 game day destinations. Good luck. Or as Corona might say, buena suerte.
No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as a travel voucher. Residents of 49 U.S. states and D.C. 21 plus only. Void in California and where prohibited. Mailed entry deadline November 7, 2012 for last drawing. Complete details and rules at www.facebook.com/Corona. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, hello. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday before game day. That's for Thursday for UNK. That's for Saturday for the Huskers. Hastings, they're still practicing along. The rest of the C&D high school teams play this weekend. And it's the second game of the season for A and B. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, my co-host on the program today. As we get ready to talk to Loper coach Daryl Morris, we'll talk with Hastings coach Tony Harper. We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming your way today. So your chance to win a $25 gift card. And then tomorrow we're out of the studio again because we'll be at the Husker Lunch at the Plottage in Grand Island. Contact Grand Island Home Federal for your reservation. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on hand tomorrow. We'll talk with him on the show. But he'll give you a whole preview of how he thinks the Husker season is going to break down. And then the best part, you get to ask him all the questions you want from 12 to 1 tomorrow at the Plottage in Grand Island. So contact Home Federal for more information. Also tomorrow, Bob Jensen will be with us to preview the high school football scene. We'll talk to the new soccer coach from UNK in our Loper Link. That's all part of tomorrow's program. But Randy, I always thought that the most fun part of the fantasy football season was the draft.
Bad night last night, eh?
I'm not so sure anymore. Last night could have been, and I can hear everybody that I'm in leagues with, but I dare say last night may have been the worst draft I've ever had, and that's 25 years worth.
Well, if you have to pick Romo, and you had to where you're at, then that's not where you want to start. I'm afraid I'm in the same boat. I'm in a 12-team league and a 10-team league. First draft is tomorrow. In both leagues, I'm number 9. That's really where there's a drop-off, where there's really that major drop. So second round in both those leagues, I think I'm in trouble.
It's just pathetic. I've always said I don't really want to be the number one pick. And I sure don't want to be the last guy, whether it's 10 or 12 or some people have 14-team leagues. Because especially when you're at the end, all the good guys are gone. All the big point guys are gone, supposedly.
Well, you really need to have that one position, whether it's quarterback, wide receiver, or running back, and I always prefer it to be running back, that you really have one of those elite, because there's that big drop-off between the elite and the next level. And you can't have the elite guys in every one of those levels. Last year, one league, my team was phenomenally good. In the other league, it was phenomenally bad. But in the league that I was really good, I got a couple of steals. I got Gronkowski late, you know, and I got a few things that kind of just fell into my lap, and it was just kind of one of those lucky years. But you always have to have that one.
That never happens to me.
I do real well with tight ends. There'll be oftentimes, I have one league where there's no difference between wide receivers and tight ends. I had a couple games last year, I played three tight ends, didn't have a wide receiver on the field.
Maybe I just don't pick these rookies and the, I mean, because everybody knows that, all right, there's four or five guys that, you know, Doug Martin, running back Tampa Bay, okay,
yeah.
He's going way too high in both the drafts. Second round, no. He's 72nd on my board. He's going in the second round.
Rookies are overrated. I think universally rookies are overrated, and every once in a while you'll get your Randy Moss and you'll catch lightning in the ball, but almost universally they're overrated.
I took him last night.
But what you get, though, is I think you look for that sophomore, that person that's finally figured out how to be a pro, and then they make that next big leap. And sometimes it's that third year, but I think you're looking at second or third year guys that really make the big leap, in my opinion.
And, of course, fantasy football with Luke Hoover every Thursday to answer your questions and get some insight, get his thoughts from RotoWire. That's every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King is home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. All you have to do is stop by one of their two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. That's right by the Kearney Cinema. Also BK in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. And Daryl Morris will join us here in just a couple of moments. Unfortunately, Mason Brodin, which comes as a little bit of a surprise to me, was cut yesterday by the Oakland Raiders. Comes as a surprise to me because usually you make that roster. And that's the toughest thing to do for a small college kid, is just to get a chance. And last year he made the roster,
right,
then got activated towards the end of the year, the last month of the season, got to play, some pretty nice paychecks. And if Mason Brodin would have been in the last cut down, okay. But to 75 when they're getting ready for another preseason game, that came as a little bit of a surprise to me.
You wonder if there's maybe an injury that isn't really noteworthy enough that he's listed as injured, but slowed a little bit. You know, you wonder if something like that didn't occur there, because you're exactly right. You learned so much that first year on how to be a pro, how to address it, how to do your job, that usually that second year you have a leg up on some of those guys that are trying to figure that out. And you won that battle last year. Generally, you win that battle the year after.
Well, and usually the man that's full of knowledge, Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Have you had a chance to text or hear from Mason? Do you have any more background on that?
I did give him a text, told him to hang in there. Have not got a response back from him yet. But, you know, we were a little surprised, too, as you guys were just saying, made it last year and had kind of fought through the rookie small college thing. But, you know, they had picked up another defensive end that had been in the league 5-6 years, a kid that played at Northwest Missouri in the MIAA. And, you know, so I was kind of a little concerned. But part of the deal might be letting him go this early is to give him an opportunity to hook on with somebody else, too. So sometimes they do have a little compassion.
Well, let's hope that's the case. What about the rest of the Lopers that are in the league? Any updates on them?
Well, as far as I know, Stephen Gooden survived the cut to 75 with the Giants, and Arthur Hobbs did as well. So, you know, those guys are kind of hanging in there.
Well, Daryl Morris and the crew getting ready for football on Thursday night as they head to Washburn. Is that a recruit calling? Because we could call you back.
No, that's my daughter calling, actually. So she's more important, actually.
That's true. That's true.
She's in charge of my grandchildren.
Only if she calls back, then we know what's going on. Coach, let's get into the Washburn. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, they're an upper-crust MIAA school. You know, they're a playoff team from last year, so they're going to be solid. They're going to have good personnel, be well-coached, and, you know, we're playing them at their house on a night game. So I think a lot of cards stacked in their favor. But I would equate them to a UNO-type football team. You know, we played those guys every year starting out. So I look at it pretty much the same way we used to look at UNO, a good football team, going to be a challenge.
Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Anything that puts the, I guess anything that they're a little stronger at than maybe we were used to seeing?
Well, you know, a couple things. They're starting a new quarterback like we are. So they had a great quarterback and a Seminole kid last year that was a Heisman. Harlan Hill finalist, and he might have won the Harlan Hill. I can't remember, but good football player. So they got to replace him. But their defense is probably going to be the point that they're going to, like we are, going to have to lean on their defense a little bit till they get the quarterback going. A couple of very good linebackers have come back from last year's team, and they're all conference guys, and a couple of good players up front as well.
Coach, this Randy Bushcutter, in making the transition to the new conference, the fans are going to make that transition as well. What, as a fan, what would those that are going Thursday, where are they going to notice difference from going to Topeka and going to a Washburn game than, say, going to some road game in the RMAC?
Well, what they're going to find is a much nicer venue. The stadiums are bigger. They're nicer. Most of them have been renovated in the last few years or so. So I think they're going to find some very nice facilities on the campuses. I think the campuses will be bigger. So I think they're just going to find a more of a carnival atmosphere. There are more tailgating at these locations and a lot of big college-type atmosphere at a small college venue.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 2 days away from Washburn. How close are you to being ready?
You know what? I think the guys are getting tired of looking at each other. So I think right, wrong, or indifferent, I say that every year. I think it's time to play a game. You know, we need to play a game to find out where we actually are as a football team. You know, we have an idea about offense. We have an idea about defense. You know, the kicking game's still a little bit of a mystery. We got a true freshman kicker. So, you know, we just got to play a game and find out what kind of team we are.
Since we spoke last week, a lot of decisions have been made. You put the depth chart out. You've decided Eric Kaiser will take the first snap.
Yep, Eric's going to be the starter, and he's earned that. He's done a nice job during camp. He's made good decisions. He's thrown the ball well. He's thrown it to the open guy, which I like. You know, I think he understands that he's basically the delivery system of our offense, and all he has to do is get the ball to the person that we want the ball to have on each individual play.
Eric's been around a little bit, Coach, with his older brother being a wide receiver. Has that helped him kind of acclimate to the situation and understand what you guys have in mind for him?
I think it probably has. He attended a lot of our games when he was still in high school, and his brother was a star for us. And I'm sure his brother even is now helping him a little bit with some of the reads and that kind of thing in the passing game. But I just think he's been comfortable here since he walked in the door, and I think that helps anybody.
Tommy Flanagan is going to get the start in the backfield. He's going to punt. He's going to return kicks. He's going to hold. Did you clone this kid?
No, we didn't, but he also changes flat tires on the bus, too. So, I mean, he does a lot of different things for us, and he did a lot of stuff for us last year. We actually have taken a couple of job titles away from him this year. We felt like we overused him last year, and that by the time the year was over, he was running a 4.7 set 40 instead of a 4.5 40. So we're going to try to take some of the pressure off of him. The acquisition of O'Neal Chambers out of BYU at the wideout spot gives us another threat. Dylan Girdle has really come on this fall after having been injured his first 2 years here with us. So we feel like we have enough guys out there to throw the football to that we can put him in the backfield and he can help us there as well.
Any concerns special team-wise if the game comes down to last-minute field goal? You're turning to a freshman.
Yeah, you know, every 4 or 5 years, you got to turn to a freshman kicker, and that is nerve-wracking. There's no question about it. But we still feel like Drew Farley was the best kicker in the state of Nebraska last year. He's got a big leg. We're trying to tweak him a little bit. We're trying to slow his approach down to the ball. He's a little bit mechanical when he's getting lined up to kick a ball. He's going to have to be able to hurry up sometimes and get lined up and be able to kick a football, you know, within 10, 12 seconds of running off on the sideline. So some of those kinds of things, he's still a little bit like a high school guy, but he certainly has a college leg.
His backup's Dylan Lushen, and a lot of people remember him from obviously his high school days in Columbus. How's Dylan doing? Are you looking at him offense, defense, or how are you looking at it?
Well, Dylan's a defensive player for us, and he will be our backup kicker on the road, as you mentioned. And Dylan's got a good leg. He was booming some kickoffs in practice the other day. They're not always exactly where you want them. You know, you want them between the numbers and the sideline or the hash and the numbers. And he's on the goalpost usually a couple times, so not where you want it. But he can kick the football, and he can get it in to the goal line or in the end zone. So, I mean, he's a good backup guy for us.
You look at your two deep depth chart, a lot of familiar names on the defensive side of the ball. Do you feel that your defense is really going to be really kind of the linchpin to the entire program?
I think we're going to have to lean on our defense early in the year. I mean, until we get Eric Kizer really feeling comfortable, and he's taken a couple of snaps and probably got punched in the face once or twice and kind of gets used to that. So you're going to have to lean on Justin Teal and Sam Cook and Dex Swigert and Sandy Standback and Jason Wilcox and Kenny Hill and those guys that have played a lot of football for us. You know, we're going to Luke Harrell. I mean, we're going to have to lean on those guys to keep us in ball games until we can get our offense figured out. New quarterback, new offensive coordinator. I mean, there's just a lot of things on offense that got to kind of come together.
Last minute here with Loper football coach Daryl Morris as they head to 20th-ranked Washburn on Thursday night to open the season. Daryl, we've talked about it in the spring. We knew what was happening with the quarterback and the running back situation. We said that'll make it a lot easier if your offensive line can get the job done. So how has the offensive line looked in fall?
Well, you know, right now Parker Jolly, who's our starting center, is a little bit iffy for the start. So Cody Wheeler will start in his place if Parker can't go. And that basically leaves us with a new guy at right guard. And then we still got we got Pete Trausch and we got Cole Manhart. Basically are the two bookends of our offensive line. Nate Bryan is still there. He's a longtime veteran for us. So, you know, I think we'll be able to put an offensive line out there that'll be able to help us keep the people off the quarterback. The problem we have there, Doug, is we don't have a lot of depth, so what we just cannot afford is any injuries up front.
Well, yeah, because if Parker's out, this is a fairly young line. A lot of sophomores will be getting that start.
Exactly, and then Parker's a guy that's played a lot of football, and he's the senior captain on the offensive line. And so, yeah, you know, I hope by the time we get to game time, he might be able to be go for us. He's trying to get over a leg injury that he suffered in a drill, and you know, it's yesterday he tried to go, went for about an hour, and it kind of stiffened up on him a little bit. So we're just gonna have to wait and see how it is game time.
You've used this term before about looking good getting off the bus. Who are the first three or four guys you're going to have walk off the bus on Thursday?
Well, I think Coach Crocker, myself, and Coach Hoffman. You know, then after that, it's downhill with Siegel and Iverson and Bowder.
Oh, that's good stuff. I think we should wrap it up with that, Coach. We'll all be listening, and we'll all be watching, and we'll be talking to you next Tuesday, and let's see if game one in the MIAA just will be win one in the MIAA.
Well, that's the plan, guys. We'll see what we can do.
Thanks, Daryl.
Good luck, Coach.
Daryl Morris joining Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's just, there's so much. You look at that paper, Randy. You look at, I mean, when by paper, I'm saying we're looking at the two deep depth chart right here. And you get a good feeling, and then you look at that and see some young, but they're talented. I mean, we've seen Pete Trausch. We know he's good. If Parker Jolly can't go, we've seen some of these kids that have been backups. But it is kind of funny. I mean, you look at left tackle, your starter from Highland Ranch, Colorado, your backup, Mullen. Your left guard, starting from Kansas City, Missouri. Your backup, Ravenna. Your starter at center would be from Fort Collins, Colorado. You go to right guard, Katy, Texas, and Nate Bryan. Your backup, Lexington.
And you have a little flip of that, too. You got a starter from Minden, and the backup is from Marianna, California. This is still a Nebraska team, and they've traditionally recruited very well out in Colorado. It's going to be interesting down the road. Is the recruiting area going to change going into a new conference?
I think these wide receivers are going to be good, but Eric Kizer has to have time, and then he's got to be able to get them the ball. And let's face it, I mean, those are three equations that are all about equal. A, he's got to have time. B, he's got to make the right decisions as a redshirt freshman. C, not only does he got to make the right decision, he's got to make the pass.
Yeah.
And I think if we can get to that point, I think Lerner and O'Neal Chambers and Matt Barry and the kids that come in after that have definitely got some speed, and they've got the chance to do what we've been accustomed to seeing Loper wide receivers do.
And we had the indication a lot of those guys had that breakaway speed where they can throw the ball deep and just outrun everybody, or you hit that quick little slant, they break one tackle, and then it's off to the races. You know, so they like to throw that ball under low or underneath, you know, and then get those yards after the catch. One thing about the injuries, too, on the offensive line that I think is interesting, it could be worse if Cody Wheeler was the guy that was injured instead of Parker Jolly, because Wheeler is a long snapper. So Wheeler, at least they're going to have their long snapper, even though their starting center is going to be out. And that can jump up and bite you pretty hard.
Well, the Lopers, Washburn, Thursday night, 6 o'clock. and we'll talk about it and break it down a little bit on Friday. You're going down to the game.
Yeah, planning on heading down, yeah.
There you go. So best of luck to the Lopers. And one other thing, you know, and it, I mean this in the kindest way, I think the coaches are going to have to coach, you know, more than just have their game plan ready for Thursday. They're going to be going into these games not knowing exactly what some of these teams do, and they're going to have to be doing some coaching on the fly as well, because let's face it, especially the offense, UNK's offense has been used to, for how many years now, winning conference championships, going to the playoffs, being ranked in the top 25, just going out there in the four wide, one back shotgun, and here we go.
Yeah.
And well, they may make mistakes, but teams usually just haven't been able to stop that.
They haven't had to make those adjustments. And I think that's one thing I think we found out last year with Nebraska going to a new conference is one team, you know, everybody in the conference has to adjust, change for one team. You've got to change for every team.
Yeah.
And that is a big learning curve for everybody from the head coach on down.
The defense should be outstanding. And so the offense has to do what they do and take care of the football.
And it's almost cliche.
They're not going to score 40 points a game.
No, it's almost cliche that whoever turns the ball over the least amount generally wins a football game. But I think it's going to be especially true this year. Last year, UNK could turn the ball over a few more times because they could still score some points. But now I just think it's going to be harder for them to do that. I think turnover is going to be absolutely a bigger key. It's always key. It's a bigger key this year.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll look at Hastings College. Unfortunately, they've had some off-field issues as they get ready for their September 8th opener. And we'll talk with the head coach Tony Harper after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So how do you want this burger cooked?
Well done. Now see, that's interesting.
What?
Well, what do football players say to each other after a good play?
Nice job.
Way to go.
No, come on, what else?
Good for you!
Well done. They say well done because, you see, football was created to make us grill.
Oh, come on, man. They hardly ever say well done.
Oh, so you're saying it's rare?
Like unicorns.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day because football was made for grilling.
Heroic efforts, respected traditions, the sweet taste of victory. I'm talking about the venerable sport of tailgating. Hi, it's the Herd Colin Coward here, and we're putting to rest once and for all which school tailgates the best. It's Kingsford's Tailgate Rivalries. Vote for your favorite school and get a chance to win the ultimate tailgate trip to a game of your choice during Rivalry Week. Players decide who wins the game. You decide who wins the tailgate. Vote at ESPN.com/Kingsford. And remember, heat up your next tailgate with Kingsford Charcoal.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Opening weekend of college football on ESPN Radio continues as we head to the Cowboys Classic. Number 8 Michigan faces number 2 Alabama at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Down the middle of the field. He'll score. Touchdown.
Alabama, Michigan, Saturday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Want high school football score updates every Friday direct to your mobile? Text Platte River Preps to 90210 today and be ready for the start of the season. The Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show debuts August 24 after the football on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 96 for a high. Southwest winds also become gusty at 12 to 25. As skies remain clear tonight, we'll head back to 63. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You know, I always, when we're not doing the show, and I find interesting tidbits that I want to bring up on the show.
Yeah.
I usually print them off and I stick them over here and then I forget to get to them. But one thing I saw this morning is that all the schools now are starting. You know how we had jump around at Wisconsin and they do shout at Oregon.
Yeah.
Nebraska really doesn't have that during the game, a song that they do at some point in the game.
No.
Penn State has decided they're not going to do their song anymore.
And what is that? You want me to ask the question, so there it is. What is the question they've been doing?
It would seem innocent on the surface. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, can't do it. They say it has nothing to do with anything. They're just going to change it up. Has nothing to do with the lyrics. Mm. Nothing to do with the lyrics. Which, if you think about it, touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And so they will not be doing that at Penn State anymore. probably good call.
That's probably a good call. I forgot about that line. Yeah.
However they want to. And the ex guy that sat in that chair, that's one of his. I think he can karaoke that from the mind. Doesn't even need the words. Yeah. One of the few things that he could do.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know, put that on his resume. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, joining me here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. His resume is long as well. I guess the one thing we should say, if Randy Bushcutter got that's I followed you here in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. It all comes back around, doesn't it, Doug?
Oh, God, I hope not.
You know, I never had a talk show, though. And by the way, this is the first time you and I have ever done a show together. You know that?
I know we've had you in here filling
guest
in a couple of times.
Yeah, but that's because you weren't here. That's why I was here.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Tony Harper is with us, as we do every Tuesday. Talk to Daryl Morris and Tony Harper here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, still a lot of time going for the Broncos. Actually, 2 weeks now. They've had more than the 14 practices, but 2 weeks of football for Hastings College, and they'll have almost two more weeks before they started off at Dort, and that's starting to look more and more like a favorable schedule right now for Coach Harper and his crew, who joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning once again.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, we haven't had to talk about off-field stuff with Hastings College or UNK for quite some time, and even down the road it has been pretty quiet in Lincoln, but that is not the case over the weekend, and it will obviously affect the football team. For two what appear to be totally different reasons, Coach, you're going to be missing a couple of kids. Let's start with Dalton Seeley, who is in a little bit of trouble here from off the field. Anybody that had been paying attention to sports or the newspapers knows that he's been suspended from the football team after an arrest Friday for distribution of marijuana. What is the status with Dalton Seeley?
Well, just like you said, he is suspended indefinitely from the team. We had a team meeting. We got everybody on the same page, and we pointed out, okay, fellas, now we got to circle the wagons, and we're going to have to step up our game and make sure we're on the same page. And does it put us back to square zero? Well, it does a little bit, but we got some old guys on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, so we're just going to have to rally the troops and make sure we take better care of ourselves.
We sit here and we hope that Dalton could be proven innocent of these charges. Is that what will base the indefinitely to permanently or back on the team?
Right now it's way too early in that process. We got a great judicial system, and obviously they have their process, and then it goes to the Hastings College Code of Conduct and their process. And then once those once they get through those two, then we will set down. But I think it's really too early to even look one way or the other on that. We got to make sure we rally the troops and to get our guys going in the right way.
One more question, I guess. Is Dalton still attending class at Hastings College?
You know, I can't answer that question. I'm not quite sure on that. I have talked to Dalton on Saturday, and it was more about how are you doing, because I'm concerned for the young man. That's kind of where we're at there. So I don't know if he is in school or not.
Do you have to address the team now about this specific issue? I know every football team, every sporting team brings people in to talk to the team about things like this. Do you have to readdress that to make sure this isn't more than a one-person problem?
You know, I what we've tried to do is we, like I said, we had a team meeting on Friday, and we sat down and we said, okay, we got to have a common voice. We got to be going in the same direction. Obviously, the coaching doors are always open. We got a great athletic support staff here. We got a great athletic director and a great administration, and obviously they are supporting us and the team. And they said, if anybody needs anything, please come on in. They'll keep it confidential and work together on that. You know, again, right now we're just trying to make sure our guys are focused on, one, getting to class, doing things the right way, and then this afternoon when we go out on the practice field, make sure our guys are focused and paying attention.
Nate Arlt is the other young man that has been declared academically ineligible, and if I understand this right, this is kind of a strange situation and one that kind of snuck up and caught everybody by surprise.
It really did, and I want to make sure everybody understands that it is not Nate's fault. It was a miscommunication, miscalculation on our part to Nate, and Nate has done everything that we have asked him to do ever since he's been here. He has really matured and grown as a young man. Nate's going to stay a part of this team. He's going to take a redshirt year. Sometimes these things unfortunately happen, but I think Nate is the type of guy that's going to rally through that. His teammates are here for him, and he's basically going to be another set of eyes on the sidelines for us. He's going to help these young guys, and we're excited Nate's going to stay. You know, we obviously feel bad because, again, it was on our our end, not Nate's end. And but he's been here with a smile on his face all the time. I don't think Nate has ever had a bad day. So he's approached it the right way, and we're excited to keep him.
Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. And you can tell me if this is 100% accurate. When you hear declared academically ineligible, you think the kid's flunking classes or flunking out of school. That's not the case. He somehow didn't get the correct amount of hours to be eligible to play whatever the sport would be. He, somewhere in the transcript or somewhere in the process, he was an hour or two short.
That's in general terms, that's what it was. He was just a couple hours short, and again, I'm just going to put it on me as the head coach. I should have done a better job of handling that and making sure everybody was on the same page. And, you know, we sit down, we visit with Nate's family, and sometimes these things unfortunately happen. You know, it's happened already at a couple other schools, and, you know, you feel bad for the young man, but, you know, it's kind of like we told the team, you know, sometimes you're going to get dealt these hands, and how you respond is going to kind of shape your life and how you're going to act. And I can't speak enough of Nate and what he's doing, and our guys that are still on this team right now, you know, they're approaching it the right way.
Coach, just Randy Bushcutter, obviously there's a couple of almost empty roster spots there with what's transpired, but for the rest of your team, how are they addressing this? It seems to me this would be very, very distracting. It can either pull you apart or it can help draw you together. How is your team responding to two entirely different situations of losing two pretty good young men?
Well, you know, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to give these guys a ton of credit. You know, we had a scrimmage on Saturday up there in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan, and we're a pretty young team. Our defense is extremely young. We got some guys on the offense. In certain positions, we're a little young, but we're a little bit older over there on that side. But when we sat down and talked as a team Friday, and we've really hammered it every single day we've sat down, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we'll do it again today after practice. They got the right frame of mind. You know, I'm extremely proud of what these young men are doing, and what we told them. I go, fellas, you got to circle the wagons. You know, it's just one of those deals that sometimes we're faced with, and we got to admit it, we got to fix it, and we can't repeat it, you know. And that's, you know, Saturday with the game at scrimmage in Nebraska Wesleyan, I was really nervous, to be quite honest with y'all. I was really nervous about how we were going to perform, if we were going to come out flat or too high and just kind of going through the motions. They responded great. I mean, it was a great scrimmage for us. It was just an opportunity for them to get on a different field and hit somebody in a different colored uniform. Really pleased with what they did, and we got to build on it. You know, it's not going to get any easier, but I like where our guys are going and where their minds are right now.
With the distractions, do you wish he played this week, or are you glad you have one more week to kind of make those adjustments to the changes in your roster?
You know, I got asked that question the other day, my wife, and she kind of stumped me. And she, of course, she made it a point to remind me that she did stump me. But, you know, it's kind of a 50-50 deal because of the positions and where we're at. You know, we're going to have some young guys step up and perform. And I think so. And from that standpoint, it's good that we got an extra week. But on the flip side of it, I think our guys are ready to put all this stuff behind them and concentrate on somebody else. And it's our job as coaches, especially mine as the head coach, is not doing too much, keep them even keeled, and keep them handling their business on the field and off the field. And we just got to keep working on that. So I didn't really answer your question. All I'm going to say is it's a 50-50 deal right now.
Tony Harper is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. And again, Dort is their season-opening opponent, but that's still a week from Saturday. You told us last week it would be a situational scrimmage. What situations did you guys work on?
We worked on everything that you can think of, all special teams. We had, you know, for example, we started it off with a kickoff, and then we had the ball on the 50-yard line. We had eight plays, and it was the move and chain, and we kept it down and distance, and then we rolled out special teams. Basically, it was any type of situation that could possibly happen in the game, even a sudden change, backed up, red zone, goal line. Coach Keller does a great job over there at Wesleyan, and it really, really focused us as coaches is, okay, there's some things that we didn't really cover well enough during two-a-days that we got to get back to the drawing board, and so it was good. We've watched the film for the last two or three days, and hopefully we'll get those things fixed.
with the departure of Dalton Seeley, it is now my understanding you may have the shortest running back tandem in the country coming up. I've heard they'll be able to sneak around a little bit.
You know, any time when the head coach, who only stands about 5'9", is a good head taller than the other ones, I think that's a probably pretty good bet right there.
What are you going to do? What's the approach right now when you're going into practice? How deep now are you at running back? Who are you using?
You know, obviously we're going to be running with Keenan Blige, the number one, who is the guy that finished the season. You know, basically he was the starter for 9.5 games last year after the injury. And we're going to rely on him just like we did last year. We went out and signed a couple other guys. We got Zach Womason from Lincoln North Star and Darvante Knight from Oklahoma City, who's the 5'5" guy who can run really good. But we also got some good guys coming back. Caleb Kufall from Newman over there in Wahoo. Dustin Park from Arapahoe. Those guys have been in the system. Coach McCauley's doing a great job with those running backs, meeting with them extra time and sitting down and making sure, okay, let's not put too much on their plate. Let's just kind of spoon feed them a little bit, and those guys are eating it up. So that's kind of where we're at right now with the running backs.
Well, Coach, we'll talk a little more football when next week rolls around, and it will be game week finally for the Hastings College Broncos, and hopefully everything comes together between now and then.
You know, we're looking forward to it, and I think our guys are doing a great job, and we'll just kind of see what happens.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you all.
Thanks, Harper, Coach. Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Again, they lose Dalton Seeley. He is suspended indefinitely from the football team after his arrest Friday for distribution of marijuana. And then the Nate Arlt thing is just one of those that's a little hard to figure out. But he came up short on the hours of class, and I just didn't want to hammer the whole interview with Tony. I mean, he's going to take blame, but, I mean, I think a minute part of blame probably on this thing goes on the coach. I mean, the kid's got to know how many hours he's taken. The coach has to know how many hours he's got to take. The advisor.
There is where it is right
oh my
there,
God.
I think. The advisor is the one that ought to. And I don't know if the football team has a different set of advisors or whatever, but certainly when you talk to your advisor, you look at your overall academic goals that you have. And part of the academic goals, if you're a college athlete, is to stay eligible to be a college athlete. And so to me, the advisor, who's really the expert in this, is the one I think really dropped the ball to. Use a bad pun.
Well, hopefully they don't do that too often. But, again, someone out there listening can email or call and let me know if this is not the case. But my understanding the whole time along is that you have to have 12 hours of classes to be in that each semester to be able to compete or graduate work. If you get to that point, if you're a fifth-year senior and you're
in
grad school, that's a different deal there. But
and if you're planning on redshirting somewhere in there, you might take a different pattern of how you take classes, you know, where you don't necessarily take 15 hours, especially while you're in season, you know, that you might load up with 18 hours in the spring when you're not quite as busy and all that stuff. But somebody in the front office is really hurting the situation here. And if he was going to redshirt at some point anyway, this may not be that big of an issue for the young man involved.
Well, they'll have some things to overcome now at Hastings College besides having just a very young defense. We were talking at the top of the show about fantasy football drafts and how I had a disastrous one last night. And, you know, it's almost to the point I'm thinking now, is it so disastrous it's going to be good because I'm just that bad a picker? And I even get the feeling that, no, I can't even reverse psychology this thing. You've got yours tomorrow. You got a couple, and you said you're set ninth. Well, Mark, who I know is in a bunch of these, says, you're sitting in a great spot, Randy. You get McFadden or Breeze with your first pick. Then you get the best wide receiver on the comeback. Build wide receiver and running back depth and get a quarterback later if you have to. He says Matt Ryan will be a late steal.
And he might be.
And Ryan will be
around when that comes back around, because obviously with the serpentine draft, I'll come back around there. But I always like to get running backs, and it just doesn't really work real well. I won't be getting one that's McFadden. It's not going to be my answer, I don't think.
I think he's a good pick.
I don't think he'll be there.
He went before. I had the 12th pick in a 12-player draft last night.
If he's there, I'll take him.
He was gone.
He
was gone.
Mark, I'll let you know. I'll let you know whether or not he's there. But I kind of doubt it. And in my other league, the one that's drafting on Sunday, we get a point per reception.
Yeah.
Wide receivers are Gandhi. I mean, Megatron might be the first pick in the draft.
fifth.
In the other league where you get a point per catch.
I'm that same league. We had 10 players. I have 10, 12, 12. I'm in three, okay? I'm in three because I like the draft and I like hanging out with the people
that are in the draft.
That's the most fun for me. I was in the PPR. I got the fifth pick, so middle of the 10. And the last time I was in the upper half of a draw, I'm going to have to start marking cards or folding the paper the right way, something. And I got Calvin Johnson. And on the back, I got Matt Stafford coming back. I figured, why not?
Yeah.
And then Jamal Charles and Adrian Peterson. See, I think that's where I'm going. If they come back, those are steals. And if they're not, they just show I'm taking guys that have been around too long, these over 30 running backs. And Charles isn't. But
I ran into that mother league last year. Ended up drafting Peyton Manning. That worked well. And and drafted a couple other Colts. And we all know how the Colt thing worked. And so the one league that I was just absolutely awful in last year is because I had three or four Colts in there and nothing.
Doug and Daddy Show on Friday. We do our Pigskin Pick'em once again. Big Daddy's Deli, Cunningham's. We've got a lot of great items that we're going to be giving away as part of Pigskin Pick'em. And I think you're going to be excited to get into that starting on Friday with our Pigskin Pick'em picks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And there are some good college football games coming up this weekend, including Alabama-Michigan. We will have a triple header for you. What do you think? Would you rather? Sometimes I put this out. I put this out to the listeners. I usually threw it to Daddy. I said, what would you rather listen to? Because I'm making the call which games we're airing on of the available games.
Okay, sure.
Now, usually most of the good college games are available. On the pros, and may I say, we get a bunch of providers to have as much picking and choosing as we can. Those pro games the first couple of weeks, maybe they'll be great. But anyway, College Game Day is on every Saturday morning here on ESPN Radio. The same thing you watch on TV, you can hear her on the radio, but not everybody can be watching TV.
Right, so right. It might wreck a car while doing that, yes.
We can also put on Notre Dame Navy from Ireland Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and that's the way I'm leaning.
It's a game. I mean, I think I'd rather listen to a game than listen to people talking about here's what's going to happen later in a game. I'd give you that.
I think that's what the plan is. We've got a college football triple header to start things off on Saturday, the 1st of September. Oh, looking forward to it. Also, some sad news to report.
Yes.
When we come back.
Yes. I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions, and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 96 for a high. Southwest winds also become gusty at 12 to 25. As skies remain clear tonight, we'll head back to 63. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 81.
We got some magic at QB. Every time he touches the ball, he crosses the goal. Everybody knows we got some magic at QB. When he turns up field, he gonna turn it to six. Now everybody knows we got team magic, magic.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jerry Nelson.
TV legend, but we don't know that he's a TV legend.
That's right. We don't know that Jerry Nelson is a TV legend, unfortunately. And he passed away at the age of 78. Passed away at the age of 78. And here is how you may know Jerry Nelson.
I will count the cookies, and you will eat them.
Count?
Yes.
Count.
My pleasure. One. Two.
The voice of the Count on Sesame Street.
Three.
Jerry Nelson passed away at the age of 78.
Four.
Helped get the whole Fraggle Rock thing going. But you know what? You can't have the Count without having the So let's hear him count some flowers.
Six flowers. Seven. Seven flowers.
That's good American television right there, folks.
Elmo's very sad that Count's gone, even though Elmo think he was a little scary. Yeah.
He also played Sergeant Floyd Pepper on Pigs in Space on The Muppet Show.
Pigs in Space!
Are we dating ourselves?
Absolutely. Oh, no one else would date us, Blump Bump.
Gonzo's girlfriend, Camilla the Chicken.
Not familiar with
that
Camilla
was
the
Jerry
Chicken.
The Nelson. That was Jerry Nelson. Kermit's nephew, Robin. He had he was on the Muppet films, worked with Jim Henson, Muppet Christmas Carol, so many things. Jerry Nelson, the voice of the Count from Sesame Street, passes on at the age of 78, and I am sad.
You know, and they won't even let Cookie Monster eat cookies anymore. So, you know, just different world, I guess.
That's such a bunch of...
I know.
ESPN Superstation poll question. Yeah, shocking. Who was your pick to win the AFC South? 80% took Houston. And then somebody logged on and voted for the other three teams.
just to shake it up
they
a little
each bit. Got one vote. Now the pick. Who is your pick to win the AFC North this fall? Doug Dude along with Randy Bushcutter. Let's get your pick. Baltimore, the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers.
I think the Ravens might win it all. So I'm going to pick them to win the division, yeah.
I'm going to pick Baltimore to win the division as well. I think Pittsburgh's in some major trouble this year.
I think they're going to take a step back. They're just getting old. You know, they're just aging. And Roethlisberger can't withstand the beating that he's been taking the last couple of years. And why is he been getting a beating? Oh, yeah, because his offensive line isn't very good.
So the vote is up on our poll question on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place that you can vote on that. You can also listen to our Doug and Daddy podcast, any of our high school games, the Little League games that we broadcast from Williamsport. The Little Leaguers have their final celebration on Thursday night. The governor's going to be in town, but don't forget all of that. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to be. Randy Bushcutter, Huskers on Saturday. Let's get your thoughts. I've already kind of said I'm still looking at 10-2. I've had that thought for a long, long time. Press conference yesterday didn't really change my mind all that much. Here's what happens. The closer you get,
mm-hmm.
then the Nebraska fan in you starts to churn inside. And you're going, God, if this could – because you're always saying if this all comes together, well, what if it all falls apart?
Yeah.
But I think
10-2, give or take a game. You know, I think that's pretty reasonable. And could they run the table? I think they could run the table. But realistically, you look at 10-2, and if you place the season before you and say, would you take 10-2? Yeah, I take it. We've had years where they said, all right, we'll offer you 10-2. No, we want to go for the whole enchilada. I don't think they're ready for that step yet, but I think – you know, a BCS bowl game would be a nice change of pace. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Well, we had Tom Chattel on last week talking about his book. He said, he gave us a little insight to what he thought. He goes, I think people will be surprised a little bit. And he also had Nebraska going 10-2, but going to the Fiesta Bowl. He did not have them going to the championship game because they lost the tiebreaker to Michigan State. Losing heads up was one of the losses. Mm-hmm. And that's the tough thing here, you know. It just depends who you lose to.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you're going to get to
and
that
ratings wise,
game.
And in fact, even getting in the BCS, it's when you lose as well. You know, if you lose too late, then you kind of get knocked down a little bit. And if you lose that game early, you're okay. So, but I think we'll get a real good idea when they play Wisconsin. We'll know exactly what they're up to when they play Wisconsin.
And as I said on the show yesterday, I can't wait for Monday because no matter what happens Saturday, there will be overreaction. There will be overreaction to Nebraska's opening game. Either they play great and, oh, my goodness, or it's 30.
I think the song was written the week after T-Magic made his first start. I mean, and people were like, is he the greatest quarterback of all time? No. Even if he has to do it for 3 years before you're in that category with your Tommy Frazier's of the world. We overreact constantly. But that's part of the fun, you know?
I don't know that I'm going to overreact, but my whole point, what I've had in my head, is I think I'm going to know. I don't think I have to wait for Wisconsin. I think I'm going to know a lot about this football team Saturday night after the Southern Miss game.
We'll learn a lot, absolutely.
Just seeing how Taylor – I really think he's going to come out and play extremely well. And you'll see maybe a little more fluidity to his game like we saw when he was a freshman. Is fluidity a word?
Yeah, it is now. I think what you're hoping for is that he plays comfortably. You know, I think last year we kind of saw him where he had to kind of think about what to do. And as an athlete, you can't think. You know, don't think meat. I mean, the line from Bull Durham, it's absolutely right. You can't think. You just have to react. When it's out there, you know, you just have to up and go. I'm dating myself again, aren't I?
That's so great.
Don't think
meat. Come on, throw it. Hit me in the chest. Oh, you're already thinking about it.
Aren't you?
You're already thinking about it.
You don't want to look bad in front of all your little friends here.
Nebraska volleyball, number one in the country, just edging out Texas, followed by UCLA, Penn State, and Southern California. Coach Cook saying yesterday, you know, well, it is. We wanted to make sure we didn't put too. We wanted to play well, but we didn't want to put too much emphasis one way or the other on the first weekend because he knows how long the season is. And let's face it, lately Nebraska's gotten off to good starts and not finished so strong. Lauren Cook is your player of the week, co-player of the week, and setter of the week in the Big Ten. And how about this? I know we've got some tennis fans out there. Jack Sock, the Lincoln native, U.S. Open wins in the first round for the second consecutive year. He knocked off the 22 seed Florian Meyer. He gets to take on Italy's Flavio Cipolla. That's what I'm going with.
Sure. And if you say it with enough conviction, no one ever knows.
87th in the world. So Saka, who had to play Andy Roddick last year in the second round, maybe has a legit chance to get into the third round, and that would be pretty darn cool. Doug and Daddy Show with Randy Bushcutter joining me, Doug Duda. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up after the break. And here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we want to remind you that you should always go to Midway. Whether you purchased your vehicle from them or not, they can take care of it. If it needs some maintenance, they're going to get you in with their great certified technicians and mechanics and the whole lot. I mean, there's just so many of them that when you do roll in, that they can also take care of you in the Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lane. No appointment necessary. The 30-minute oil change for less than $30. Free 27-point inspection and car wash. They throw it all in at your Midway Auto Dealership. So if you're not looking for something, but you just need to get fixed up, they're there for you. And if you are looking for something new or pre-owned, don't forget Midway is a better way. Go online at thinkmidway.com or visit them on South 2nd Avenue, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We're back with trivia after this.
How much coffee are you going to need today? 4? 5 cups? It doesn't last very long, does it? Listen.
1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours, so you can get a lot done without refills. It's packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, 5-hour energy is zero sugar and 4 calories. So the next time that 2:30 feeling hits, you have a choice. 2 or 3 more cups of coffee, or 1 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
Hey, man. Just want to say thanks for helping me move.
Whoa, are you giving me a thank you present?
What? Guys don't give guys thank you presents. These are just the new loaded cheddar and bacon potato skin ruffles. They taste like actual delicious potato skins, melted cheese and all.
So they're not a thank you present?
Of course not. Wait, are you crying?
No. It's just the nicest non-thank you present I've ever gotten.
Ruffles. Snack like you mean it.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
The state fair is in town, and there are some rumblings that the Cornhuskers may put together a pretty fair team for 2012. So we launched the lunch in Grand Island at the Platte, 1315 West Anna Street. Limited seating is available, so call 308-398-4941 soon for lunch and the season premiere lowdown. From Sean Callahan of HuskersOnline.com. Presented by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Then beginning September 5th, we move to Cunningham's Journal in Kearney for the weekly Wednesday Big Red Lunch.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 96 for a high. Southwest winds also become gusty at 12 to 25. As skies remain clear tonight, we'll head back to 63. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Jeff, we should have played Sweet Caroline since we can't hear it at Penn State anymore.
I just got a craving for a corn dog and a fresh squeezed lemonade. I need to be at the State Fair.
Yeah, that's State Fair food and, you know, fried Twinkies and the like. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow after the show. I'm going to slide out there. Show's at the Plottage tomorrow. Husker Lunch, Sean Callahan on hand. Brought to you by Grand Island Home Federal, Graham Tire, and Cunningham's Journal. And we will be in Grand Island tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show from 11 to noon. Then Sean Callahan going to be breaking down the Husker season, giving his projections. And then the fun part, all of you, all the folks that want to come to the luncheon tomorrow at the Plottage, get a chance to ask Sean any question you want. And he will answer most of them.
Even if the answer is, I don't know.
Let's do...
He wouldn't do that. Sean would never do that.
No, he would tell you he doesn't know if he doesn't know, but most of the time he knows.
He knows, yeah.
I mean, he knows things. How about this? Lincoln Southwest made... I mean, we made such a big deal across the state of Tay Bender last year. He got out early to go to K-State. He's already left the program. Mm.
To me, it's interesting how many of those kids go out and they reach for that dream, play Division One, and then it doesn't work out, and then they just pitch it all in instead of saying, you know what, maybe I should go to a D2 school.
That's awful quick.
Real quick. You know, you're not that far from home. You know, from Manhattan to Lincoln isn't that far of a drive.
And
there's got to be more to it than that,
yeah,
you think.
We'll probably find out more, see where he goes. I know there's an opening around here somewhere. But Bender received Super State honors his senior season, led Southwest to Class A playoffs. He was the number 20 dual-threat quarterback by rivals and the number one overall player in Nebraska in last year's recruiting class and went to K-State. And
briefly.
Now he's not there
and went
anymore.
To K-State briefly.
And, I mean, this is a kid that's not going to be playing quarterback in Lincoln. I mean, my goodness, there's so many of them now.
Right, yeah.
So there you go. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 is the phone number. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible for this $25 gift card from Troutman's.
I'm eligible. All right, awesome.
Employees are not eligible.
See, you didn't say that.
Not eligible. Not
okay. All right, I got it.
Not eligible.
I got it.
They're not eligible. You're not eligible. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Who was the last? We're going to do Nebraska football today. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that'd be okay. Who was the last Nebraska football season opener from a BCS conference?
UCLA.
Not UCLA. Try again. 888-455-3776.
That's a good guess, though.
Let's go back to the phone lines where we have who's chatting with us now.
This is Bob.
Bob, you want Nebraska football or should I give you something different?
Let's try Nebraska football.
Okay, they've got this 26-game winning streak. They've won 26 straight openers. 26 straight openers. In that time, how many of those teams were ranked in the top 25?
Let's guess 5.
It is not 5. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Craig.
I had this third question, but it answers the second question, so I can't do that. Of the last 26 openers for the Huskers, how many of them have been ranked?
3.
It is not 3. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Nebraska has won 26 straight openers. Not all home, but just openers. How many of those were against Utah State?
That's one. Really.
It is not 1. Try back. 888-455-3776.
Threw me for a curve there. I wasn't expecting the Utah State question.
The hell kind of question is that? Who are we chatting with?
Kim.
How many of the previous 26 opponents were ranked in the top 25?
7.
Not 7. Try back. We're trying to give away a $25 gift card here from Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jim again.
Jim, let's see.
What can't kind remember of, what you asked him, can you?
Well, you know, it all kind of runs together here. Let's go with, Man, I got to ask him a different question. Okay, how many times, this just isn't fair. Sorry, Jim. Let's see.
It's all right. Give him another shot.
Yeah, I don't remember what I asked him last time. I know, it's just crazy. Jim, who was the last opener that was from a BCS conference?
That's a question you asked me before.
Well, you didn't give me a clue, so I'll give you another guess.
Is that the same question?
That's the same question, apparently.
Arkansas.
Was not Arkansas. Sorry, Jim. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
John.
26 consecutive wins for Nebraska in season openers. How many of those were ranked in the top 25?
4.
And that is correct. 4 is the correct answer. Florida State in 86 was 11th. A&M in 88 was 10th. And West Virginia in 94, Oklahoma State in 2003 were ranked 24th. John, hang on the line. We'll get you that $25 gift card.
Thank you.
Here was the sneaky one. Of those 4 ranked opponents, you know, how many are in the Big 12?
1, Oklahoma State.
No, West Virginia. 2.
Oh,
yeah. And A&M, no, because they're out. So. Yeah.
Although, I accounted for them.
So there you go. There you go. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Every Tuesday, a chance to give someone an opportunity to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats.
I still have trouble wrapping my mind around the fact that West Virginia is in the same conference as Ames, Iowa. I don't know. It just doesn't seem...
It has a chance to win this conference.
Oh, they could. They could. I think they might run into the same problem Nebraska ran into last year. Everybody is learning them. They've got to learn everybody, and that's a way different deal.
And here's something I've learned today. They have announced the Division I Volleyball Player of the Week, National. And I don't know her name. It's like Setaua Isoe or something like that, Isosi. And I didn't know that the University of Maryland Eastern Shore was a Division I volleyball program.
Like Western Shore was one of their options because they are bordering West Virginia at that point. So that's not exactly an alternative school there.
So I'm going, what in the world are they even talking about? So there you go. That is what's happened in Penn State. If you've been paying attention lately, today's their press conference. They get ready to take on Ohio. Kirk Herbstreit, that was maybe his upset pick of the week. He thinks Ohio could come in amidst all of that and pull something off.
I think they're going to have a tough time because I think Penn State's circling the wagons.
I think Penn State's going to be pretty good. We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out. They did... From when we talked to the guys at Media Days in Chicago, they ended up losing quite a few more than I guess I thought that they would lose. But you had a different feel when you were actually talking to the kids that were there. They didn't leave the program.
They're going to play angry.
But the whole world will be watching on Saturday at 11 when Penn State takes on Ohio. Thanks to everyone that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, including Hastings College football coach Tony Harper and UNK football coach Daryl Morris. Tomorrow, we're live at the Plottage in Grand Island for our first Husker lunch of the year. Come on by. 11 to 12 is the show. 12 to 1 is the meal and the show with the Sean Callahan. Talking Huskers, answering your questions. Not only will we talk to Sean on the show, we'll talk to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report and the new soccer coach at UNK, John Mazner, as they get their season underway this weekend. Randy, thanks for pinch hitting.
Hey, it was fun, Doug. Thanks.
Have fun at the Loper game Thursday.
I trust me, I will.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.